I talked about this being kind of a double-header show. We had the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, but another really big show that's coming to Detroit is the North American International Auto Show. And somebody with a very special perspective on that is Mr. Max Muncy. He is a public relations manager for the North American International Auto Show. He works with the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. Max, thanks so much for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me tonight, guys. Happy to be on.
Thank you. This is a big week for the auto show because it's press week, am I right?
It is. Monday and Tuesday next week, the 11th and 12th, we kick off press days where we'll bring in just about 5,000 journalists through the doors from 60 different countries.
And that will be when, I love this term, NACTOY will be decided, right?
It will. NACTOY is bright and early Monday morning where they'll announce the Car and Truck of the Year award.
There you go. North American Car and Truck of the Year is NACTOY. That's why I'm teasing with that. And it's about the adult toy that a lot of people will be looking forward to jumping into to drive off in. And that'll be reported on Sunday. But they'll also have lots of big announcements coming up this next week from the brands. And then when you go to the show, you'll be able to look for those particular things. Now, you've got a tool that you folks have developed to help people when they're going this year to get a handle on the enormous footage that's out there at the show.
Yeah, it was great. This year we announced that IBM, you know, obviously a world-renowned leader in innovation, became our technology partner to the show this year.
Wow.
So they're really on the back, and they're helping us bring a lot of technologies to the forefront to keep the North American International Auto Show as one of the top shows in the world. And what we're launching with them is a wayfinding app. So we've installed 30 beacons across the show floor, and when you load the app, the phone then will interact with the beacons, and it's kind of like a Pac-Man effect. So you'll look at the map on your phone, you'll see a bunch of circles, and then as you navigate around the floor into each individual automaker, the circle will then turn green, indicating that you've been there to really help you get around the whole show floor and make sure you're hitting every exhibit.
Well, and with beacons, they can, for instance, when they're in a store, and we had somebody up with a Carrot was the name of his application. It was like that, that when you got close to a certain store, it would then show you something about what was in the store. So will this show you what's like a highlight in the different areas you go to when you get close to them?
So in future years, it definitely will. And, I mean, we were really astounded when we were in the early meetings with IBM and they started talking about all of the functionality that these beacons allowed. But giving it year one, we really don't want to go too hard with anything and have, you know, there be a failure. So this year, we're going to exclusively use it as a wayfinding app.
Excellent.
But then certainly in future years, well, we'll benchmark after this one. Really, we can start sending push notifications to individuals. Let's say you happen to, you know, hover around the 4G T for a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm.
We can ping you, say, hey, would you like more information? Download some, you know, photos, video. Really, we were completely astounded with how this technology could really take the show leaps and bounds above the competition.
Wow. I'm thinking of some of the applications or things that you can get. For instance, you go to the Detroit Institute of Arts, you can put on some of the headsets, and as you go by certain paintings, it'll tell you all about them.
You know, the first thing I thought of is when I've gone to the auto show, I usually come out with a lot of brochures. And this sounds like the perfect medium to provide an electronic brochures that you can just flip through instead of, you know, being straddled with all those, you know, bags.
No, you're completely right about that. And I mean, I used to be one of the kids that would come to the show and you just fill bags and bags of posters and brochures. And then you get home and then pretty much they go underneath the bed after that. But now as we're all so connected with iPhones and iPads, it's a great way to get information right to people.
Okay, now, Max Muncy, by the way, is with us, and he's the PR manager for the North American International Auto Show. How can people get hold of this? Is it available for iPhones?
It is, iPhone and through the Google Play Store.
Okay.
And it's labeled, if you just typed in NAIAS, we have two separate apps. One is just a general show app. That will give you everything from a social media aggregator to parking information to photos and social media. It's really like we've compacted our whole website into an app. But to interact with the wayfinding, you'll see it says NAIAS map. And that's the one that will push you right to the floor plan. And really why we did this, guys, is 70% of our floor plan is brand new this year. It's a completely revamped layout. We moved a lot of automakers around. Actually accounted for over $200 million of new exhibit builds this year.
Wow.
I'm sorry, did you say it was nav as in navigation or map?
MAP, M-A-P.
M-A-P, thank you.
Okay, so there are two separate apps that are out there, right?
There are for the show. We do have two apps, and if you were at either Google Play or the iTunes store, if you typed in N-A-I-A-S, both of them will appear.
Both. So you should know, folks, then, that there are two out there. One is a general one about the show, and it'd be kind of like going to the website to find out more information, as you said, about parking, et cetera. The other one, the map, actually, when you're on the floor of the auto show, that's when that one will kick in, and it will use the beam technology, which is kind of like, or beacon, rather. They're the little, beacons that are set up.
Yeah, they're actually about as big, about half of a tennis ball.
Wow. And then they're going to be at the individual sites so that when you get close to them, then the app will light up and tell you more about, or tell you where you're at. And be a great way of telling you, orienting where you are in the on the floor there as well.
Yeah, it's really great. Certainly with the revamp layout, we want to make sure everybody easy access around the floor. And again, you guys, you know, hinted on where we can really take this platform moving forward. One thing we can do moving forward is actually track people on the show floor, not track for our own records, but to really see where the hot spots are on the floor, really to help us know, are the aisles the right size? Have we, you know, jammed people up in certain areas? How's the flow? So really we want to make easy access around show floor because it is a large floor.
Oh, Max, that would be brilliant, because one of the things I know that it drives you nuts if you're working if you're at the auto show very often is you get caught in the traffic jams.
So we'll be able to, you know, see ease of flow. And with the new layout, we tried to do a few things with the aisleways to accommodate that. So this will really move forward, allow us to do so many things. And again, can't thank IBM enough, because with them at our table, we really can take the show to the next level.
Oh, this is brilliant. Max Muncy, again, the PR manager for the North American International Auto Show. That's part of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association's efforts that are going on there. Now, did I understand that there are, I see something about Twitter updates being available from the exhibitioners there, the exhibiting automakers.
There's so much to talk about this year. I mean, when we tell people what's going on, you would think this is like a 5-year rollout for all the new stuff we're packing in this year. You are correct. We've partnered also with Twitter. We're going to have buzz boards all around the concourse and the show floor so you can see what's trending, what cars are being talked about. Almost like when you go to a Lions game, too, and you do the hashtag One Pride and you can get up on the big board. We'll be streaming photos and everything for people. We really want to make it an interactive experience.
That's fascinating. So what is a buzz board, then? Explain that to me. I've never heard of that before.
So it's a big TV screen that we're going to have through Twitter. They have a partner called Weigh-In that's like a social media aggregator.
Yeah.
So it will be culling data based on what's happening on Twitter, what people are talking about, and then we'll project up on the big screen. You'll see what people are talking about, you know, what cars are trending.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like if you logged on to Twitter, you'd see the trending list.
Sure.
Now this will be about cars and everything. So
Max,
before you even hit the show floor, you'll know what's going on.
It's astounding. This is, again, our big show, and it's going to be a wild one this year. Folks, don't forget to get those are free. Get those apps, put them on your iPhone or on your Android phone, and get ready to enjoy the show. Max Muncy, thanks again for being with us.
Hey, can't thank you guys enough, and make sure to rest up. We got a busy press week ahead of us.
We do. Thanks so much, Max. It's a great show, the really big show here in Detroit. Guys, Gary, Ed, Cal, thank you so much for being here.